BibleTelling.org presents All the Stories of the Bible in a Year, as told by John Walsh. Today's story is Bathsheba.
In the spring, the army of Israel once again attacked the Ammonites. David decided to stay in Jerusalem and not join his men on the battlefield. He happened to see Bathsheba taking a bath. She was the wife of Uriah, one of David's 30 fighting men. He sent for her, and they slept together that night. In time, she sent word to David that she was pregnant as a result of that night. He decided to hide what he had done, so he sent a message to Joab asking that Uriah report to him in Jerusalem. When the soldier arrived, the king asked him to give a report on the success of the battle. Afterwards, David told him that he could go home to his wife before reporting back to the battle. The next morning, David found out that Uriah hadn't gone home. He said, "I can't go to my home and live in ease while I know that the Ark of God is on the field of battle." That night, David got the soldier drunk, but he still didn't go home. So the next morning, David wrote a letter to Joab, instructing him to put Uriah into the battle in a way that would make sure that he'd be killed. David sealed the letter and told Uriah to take it to his commander. Joab obeyed this order, and soon Bathsheba heard that her husband died in battle. Once her time of mourning was over, David made her his wife. Soon afterwards, she gave birth to their son. It seemed no one knew what had happened.
Come back next time to hear the second part of this story, or hear John tell it on BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.